All right, it's now time to tap our way into the next segment.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
All right, you guys, welcome back. These were my tap hands for this. Welcome back on into The Point with Kristen Burt, of course, presented by Dance Network and Popcorn Talk. And we are presenting all of the eliminated contestants from season 15 here at So You Think You Can Dance. And right over here next to me is Evan DiBenedetto.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How are you feeling today? Well, you've had like a moment to kind of like breathe. Does it feel real that any of this happened? You went from Academy to live shows.
It kind of was just sinking in the second week that I was on the show. But now I'm just grateful that I got to, you know, be a part of the So You Think family, and I did it. You know what I mean? I was on the show. I got to perform in front of a live audience. You know, it was a great experience.
You got on that stage.
Yes.
You worked with Travis Wall, Chris Scott. Like, you worked with Emmy winners and Emmy nominees.
Yes.
And this is a big deal. And, you know, I think people feel like I'm off the show, but hello, no one can take it away from you. You've been on the show. You are part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
You're going on tour.
Yes, we're going on tour. I'm so excited.
This is really exciting. Yeah. And this was your second year auditioning.
Yes.
So you made it very far last year. This was kind of interesting, too, because you were part of season 14 all the way. It was you and Lex on Team Gabby.
Yes.
What do you remember about that final dance? It's the dance-off, I always like to call it, because honestly, it could have gone either way.
Yes.
If she wanted to go like True Tap, it was Evan. If she wanted to go, okay, well, let me just see. It could be, you know, Lex.
Yeah. I think that process was super difficult because I'm versatile and tap was my main strength, but he's also versatile and contemporary is his main strength. So it was like, which way is she going to go? But me and Lex have been friends for years. So it wasn't kind of like a competition. It was just like, you know, supporting each other more.
May the best man get it this year. And so after that experience, because it's always a great learning experience. Did you know for sure if season 15 gets picked up, I'm auditioning again?
I was kind of questionable going into it at first because I live out here in LA now. So there's other opportunities that I can get. So I kind of was just taking it day by day to see where I was. And when the auditions came up, I wasn't doing anything at the moment. So I said, yes, you know, I want to audition again. And luckily it turned out great this year.
But you auditioned in New York, is that correct?
I auditioned in New York, yes.
Any sort of strategy on that?
Well, actually, when the LA auditions were, I was in Japan. So I had to audition in New York.
Had to fly out to New York. Sometimes people do it as a strategy, too. They do it first because in their head, they think there's more tickets to the Academy.
Yeah, and it was nice, too, because obviously I live in Connecticut, so my mom and sister got to come to the New York auditions. Because if I did it in LA, they probably wouldn't have flown out. So it was nice to have that support there.
I love that. It actually matters. Family support really matters. And I was able the first week, I was behind your parents and everything else. And it's really special to see the parents' reaction and how proud they are of all of you. It's going to make me cry because it really, honestly, it's one of those things. It's so nice to see. Honestly, I don't want to cry over my parents, but I really, you know, and they take it to heart when they see the panel and what they're saying to you because they know how hard you've worked.
Yes.
They've spent all this money. They've driven you to lessons.
Exactly.
They've been there through every injury. What did your parental support mean through this show? All of your family.
Yeah, it meant so much, especially to have my grandma there because she doesn't really get to see me perform as much anymore because as a kid, I was back home at competitions doing that. So when she got to see me there at the live shows, living out a dream that I've always wanted to do, it was everything I could have asked for.
Oh, now I'm going to cry too. I was like, that's so great. No, it is, you know, and I think especially for a grandmother too, like knowing that, you know, this is a great opportunity to get on a TV set at CBS Television City. And I don't know if a lot of people realize this, but it's filmed in CBS. This is where they filmed like the Sonny and Cher show.
Yeah.
What else am I missing? Carol Burnett show. They used to be in the studios across from each other. Now you've got Junior's taping across from So You Think.
Yeah.
So I just think the whole like history of it all is super cool. You come out of The Pulse, and I've told you I wanted to talk about this because you're one of their proteges.
Yes.
I've had Kevin Fry on here with Josh Price, who's one of their current proteges, and he's on World of Dance with S Rank. Talk about what that program does because it is amazing.
Incredible. I would definitely not be the dancer I am without the training that I received at The Pulse. I started around 13, 14, and I just kept going every year, and I eventually earned the title of Elite Protégé, where I got to assist those incredible choreographers. And that training is so intense. You're on stage every second, picking up choreo as quick as you can in the pressure, especially Brian Freeman's the creative director. And he's, you know, he's tough. But
he's very tough.
They really prepare you for the real world if you want to be a professional dancer. So I literally am so grateful for the Pulse. And it's not even just about dance. It's a family for sure. Like, all my friends out here from Pulse, just everyone, it's just a huge family, and I love it so much.
Can you talk a little bit about the not just besides the mentorship of it, they expect you guys to act as role models for all the kids that are coming through here, and they will call you out if you're like showing up late or not acting the way you're supposed to.
Yes. You know, as an elite protege, you are a role model, and the dancers look up to you. And during the classes, they expect you to pick it up right away. They say, turn around, face everyone, and do it. And that's really scary. Hard, especially when you've never, you don't know the combo. It's not like you know it before.
Right.
And, you know, they want you to help people at the same time. So you got to go down. You have to help the kids. You have to be involved. You have to be on time early in the morning for the welcome show, or you have to, you know, help with registration. There's, you know, there's so many jobs that you have to do, but it's just, it's such a good experience. Like, I loved it so much. It was my childhood, literally.
I love that, too, because Kevin was talking about, he said, we started off, like, the 2017-18 season rough. You know, Josh was one of the elite proteges, and no one was responding to emails, I guess. I guess everyone was ignoring him. He's like, I expect you to answer my emails. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was great, because honestly, on my side, sometimes I'm like, hey, we'd love to have you on the show, and then I get silent. And I'm like, it's actually a part of your business of being able to respond to whether it's your agent or your publicist or anything else that goes on in your career. I was like, oh, this is amazing. Thank you so much, Kevin, for doing that. It's great training. What does this season 15 experience mean to you, I think, especially where you came back from season 14? Can you sum it up in words after 24 hours after everything?
Exactly. I would say that I'm super proud of myself because this is definitely a tough process. And I would just sum it up that I've grown as a dancer, but I think I've grown more as a person, even though it wasn't like the longest time I had on the show. But I think throughout even the academy and the live shows that I did, I really grew as a person because I kind of struggle a little bit with like the emotional side of things when I have to dance. But I think that Travis piece really helped me find myself, and even just everything that I went through throughout the weeks.
This wasn't an easy week for either of you. And I mean, honestly, and I don't think that we should sugarcoat it, because I think it's one of those things that anyone who watches a show needs to understand, that you guys go through the ringer through it all, because you do have to dance and you have to learn.
Yes.
And you guys were coming off of some judges' comments, and I've been honest about this. I thought a couple of them were mean, and I'll say it, okay? I'll take it. Because I'm not the only one that feels that way. Yeah. You know, Travis has spoken publicly about it. I was pulled aside by somebody else who had some questions about how they thought it was all playing out, and I said, I will tell you how it's coming from my perspective, because I'm in your corner, you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So I'll call it out, because you guys can't, and it's...
it's tough. I mean...
How did you deal with that? Because I think that's important.
It was tough. I mean, especially this last episode, I had a little breakdown. I didn't want to have a breakdown, but it's just so frustrating to think you're doing so good and you think you're doing great and you just keep getting like a bad critique. It's like, what am I doing wrong? Especially since they've loved me from the beginning. Like, I never got a bad critique. Everything was so great. You're so versatile. You're so whatever. And then I get on the show and it's just like, this is not enough. This is not. And I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm just going to keep doing the best that I can, and that's all I can do. But especially in that hip-hop, I thought literally I did the best that I could and gave it all, and it wasn't enough. And then I was just like, oh, you know, this last routine with Travis, I really got to pull through, and I think I did, but...
You did, and Travis felt it. Travis felt it. And if you have the opportunity, like... I tweeted out the link to the Travis one. He really felt like he wanted to give you guys a great routine because he wanted you guys to go out... on that stage, feel really good about it. And he thought that that's exactly what you guys accomplished.
Great.
Yeah.
That makes me proud, because I was definitely getting him was like a dream come true. But
of course.
I wanted to make him proud because I know like I look of him
he's
as like he's up here. So
I was like, I can't believe Travis Wilde is my name.
And do the best that I can. So if he was happy with it, that's
good. Yeah. And you know, he does understand. You have to, you look at the Twitches and the Travis, they do understand from the contestant perspective,
yes,
the stress that you guys, yes, go through, and it's not easy. So
no,
it's easy for us as, you know, couch potatoes being like, well, they should have just done that.
Right, they should have done that.
Why didn't they do,
yeah,
that?
Exactly.
And it doesn't work out that way. And I think, so it's sometimes that's why I like to reveal some of the behind the scenes, mm-hmm, because the more that the viewer understands, the more that they'll understand,
yes,
what you guys are going,
exactly,
through. And it's not like revealing everything about the show, but they are there to produce a TV,
yes,
show too.
Exactly.
They've got to make dramatic TV.
Yes. I mean, I'm not, that's the one thing too, coming onto the show, I was like, I might not be the most dramatic person or like crazy, but that's just not me. And, you know, I'm grateful that they love my dancing that got me enough to be on the show. But I think maybe my personality, like, not that I don't have personality, but it might not be as strong as the other contestants. So,
but you need to be authentically you.
Exactly.
You don't
so
need
I
to
just
be this.
Admit, yeah.
I'm going to create this,
yeah,
dramatic personality in this storyline.
Yeah.
No, that's not what it's about. So.
Exactly.
You've worked with some and studied under some really, mm-hmm, great tap masters. And
yes,
I was super excited when I saw Michelle Dorrance on your list.
Yes, I love Michelle Dorrance.
Yeah.
So
tell
much.
Us a little bit about her work, because I've been trying to like throw her name out there a little bit more and get people excited,
yes,
about her work. She has a really amazing piece featured with Tyler Peck in Ballet Now, which is on Hulu,
mm-hmm,
and it's, so if you guys have Hulu, check it out. But she's incredible.
Yeah, she's one of the best female tap dancers in the world. She literally is. She is so smart at what she does. It's insane. And it's not like her style, it's not only tap, she has like a modern feel to her when she's dancing. Like, it's just so crazy. And she's known me since I was young, probably since I was like
baby Evan,
yeah, like 10 or like 11. And I would always do tap festivals growing up. So I got to train with top tap teachers, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And she would always call me Harry because she thought I looked like Harry Potter when I was younger. But
I love it.
It was just so funny. But yeah, she's just a great mentor.
That is good to know, because there's so many great ones. Chloe Arnold, you've,
yes,
worked with.
I love Chloe Arnold. She is so
Emmy
fun.
Nominee this year, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, I love her too.
Yeah. Is there anyone, is there any sort of tap idol that you do have? Like, could be current, could be.
I think Jason Janis. I don't know if you know that.
I don't know.
He is incredible. Jason
Janis. Is he based out of LA or New York?
Yes, LA.
LA.
Yeah.
All right, good
he's
to know.
He's on faculty at Radix.
Okay, great.
That convention. He's a tap teacher there. So, but I've known him. And it's so crazy. I've known Anthony Morgerato for some time. He used to come to my studio when I was younger.
I love it.
So it's like kind of full circle when I got to, you know, perform a piece for him at the first live show.
He's a master.
So
I love,
yeah,
watching his work. It's,
mm-hmm,
just, he's so unassuming, and then it comes in,
yes,
with this incredible piece, and I'm like, where do you come from? I,
right,
love this.
Yeah.
I love that aspect of him. We talked a little yesterday in the press line about you really wanting to do Broadway, and your dream show was,
yes,
Hamilton.
Yes.
So do you think post-tour you'll wind up back in New York, or are you going to stay in LA? What's your thought on that?
I don't know. You know, we'll see what comes up after, you know, the tour,
mm-hmm,
or even after just right now, you know, anything could pop up.
Can I throw you a tip?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to throw you a tip. Spencer Liff.
Yes, Spencer Liff.
Yeah, he, yeah, knows Spencer Liff. He is directing Singing in the Rain at La Mirada this spring,
really?
Out here in LA. So he's directing and choreographing, and he said he wanted to get a lot of the So You Think,
yeah,
kids to work on the show. So,
cool,
I'm just throwing it out to you. You let your agent know that,
yes,
you want to audition for that, because you sing,
yes,
you tap, all that good stuff. So I'm like, here's your tip.
Yes.
And if you get it, you better remind me. And tell me. I'll come and see the show,
yeah,
and I'll be like, remember when we talked,
yes,
about this?
Yes. Yeah, Spencer's awesome. You know,
Have you worked with him in the past?
No, I haven't. But, you know, every time I see him on the show, it's
so
great
good
workout.
He's,
yeah,
got Head Over Heels on Broadway right now with the Go-Go's,
mm-hmm,
so kind of,
yeah,
incredible. Do you have sort of, outside of Broadway, do you have a dream project?
Dream.
Yeah.
No, I don't really have a dream project. I really just want to do everything I can in this world. I want to do music videos, which I've been able to do. I've,
mm-hmm,
been on tour before. I've got to be on So You Think.
Yes.
And then Broadway is something that I really want to check off my list, too. So I think that's really the goal right now.
The goal.
Yeah.
How about, let's talk a little bit about tap, because I've talked a lot about this in relation to World of Dance. And sometimes I get frustrated at World of Dance because I'm like, you're not really judging tap for what,
yes,
tap is.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not the only one then. What do you think, is there something that tap needs to do to,
mm-hmm,
sort of bring it more to the forefront?
Yes.
What does the audience need to do to, because we need to meet in the middle on this so everyone has an understanding.
When I think about TAP, when I do it on the show, I have to think of song choice as a really important thing. I try to pick songs that people know so it's more entertaining. And I know that people don't really know what's going on with the feet. So I try to make the upper body and the movement of everything look more enjoyable. I think that's really important. And, you know, Jeff said always said that as a tapper on the show, it's from the waist up. He's listening below, but it's from the waist up.
That's a really good point.
So that's something that you need to really focus on when you're tapping, because people don't really know tap. If, you know, it's just not something that people know. As long as you're moving your feet, they might think it looks great. But if your upper body is not doing anything in your face, then it's...
There's nothing happening. No one really cares. They're not understanding. What do you think the audience needs to do? Because it's one of those things. I'm like, we've got all these great classics. You know, you can go all the way back to like Gene Kelly, but you can look at the Nicholas Brothers. You can look at Gregory Hines. Everything's out there on YouTube. What is it to get a modern audience really interested in tap? Because there are wonderful things going on. Like we mentioned, Michelle Dorrance and, you know, Anthony and Chloe. And we, we do see it on the show. We've had a tap winner with Gabby.
I don't know. I think tap is just so cool. I don't know how to like answer that question.
I have an appreciation for it because I know how I'm terrible at it. I studied ballet. I did try and take tap for a couple times, and I probably took like two full like school years of it. But syncopated rhythm is extremely difficult for the way my mind thinks. I like to count. I have a very linear brain. And I like to just count in eights and that's it. I don't want to do one E and it or anything like that. One E and it, two E or an E. You know what I'm talking about. It's so hard. But I love it. There's such a joy to it. I love hearing the sound of it too. There's something so addicting.
Tap will help you in every style, I think. Because when I started as a tapper and it's literally helped me with my musicality and timing with every dance style that I do. So I think it's something that everyone should
I think it's funny because sometimes in the past on So You Think, they've been like, well, we need to see you in choreography to see how well you dance otherwise. But I'm like, tappers usually have some pretty good technique. I mean, if you go back and look at some of the tappers we've seen on the show, whether it's, you know, Aaron Turner or you or Gabby or Zach Everhart. I mean, really? Did we really need to? Even little Emma Hellenkamp was adorable in other styles, too. So it's. I think that's funny because I think most of you guys are cross-trained in this day and age.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because as I was younger, I was always a tapper. That was my main thing. I always did it. And as I got older, I really started to train in the other things, like when I did Pulse, because I loved everything. I just don't want to be a tapper. I want to be a dancer. But tap is something that is my specialty, so that's why I went on the show. It's because of what I really love and stand out in. But yes, I'm trained in everything. And
It's like the little let's Mythbusters. Talk about that. Did you watch So You Think growing up?
Yes.
What was your season that was the one you're like, I love this season, I love this cast?
Probably Janine's year.
Is she one of your favorites? I always like to hear who people really idolized.
Who do I idolize? I love Janine, but I just remember that year so much, so vividly.
Yeah.
Who do I idolize on the show? Let me think. Kayla Radomski was great. I love Kayla.
Kayla's a beast.
Yes.
I'm always like, I went to Jeff Thacker at the LA auditions, and I'm like, who are you bringing in for All-Stars this year? How about Kayla Radomski? Like, that was literally in one sentence, in one breath, I told him. He's like, I don't know. We'll see. You know, she's fantastic.
She's great.
And you had the opportunity to work with whom I think is one of the greatest dancers to come out of the show, Allison
Holker. That was awesome.
What a great contemporary piece that you got in that.
It was great, obviously, to work with Brian. And you know, he's known me, but that doesn't matter because it's, you know, it's different. He had to really pull something out of me that the judges needed to see, that he knows that where I could be. And that's what he did. And I got to have Allison, who's such a force.
You this is the one thing with Allison. And guys, you have to remember, she goes back to season two. She's dancing better than ever. You have to match Allison. Otherwise, she will outdance you on that stage.
Right.
On the Oscars stage, by the way. You have to dance really big. Right. I don't think people know how big that stage actually is, too.
That stage is huge.
Yeah. did you feel in that moment that you had nailed a position on the top 10? Or did you feel like, I don't know?
I think my performance was great, and I got really good critiques, so that helped. It wasn't like I really was questioning, like, oh, I didn't get good critiques, so I don't think I'm going to get in. I just was thinking, No, I really think I did great throughout the whole week.
You thought you got it.
I thought it was my year, yeah.
That's good. That's good. I like that. Because I think so many people are like, I just don't know. But I'm like, I like to hear it sometimes when people are like, you know what? Yeah. I showed up. I showed up better than I did even last year. I kind of knew what to expect. But I also showed them that I'm confident and ready to be on the show.
Exactly.
If you encounter another young dancer, what would your advice be for them who, you know, they want to audition for season 16, 20, whatever. Right. Whatever season we wind up with.
Like I said, don't be anyone you're not and be yourself. Mm-hmm. I never tried to be anything that I wasn't, and it got me onto the show. And I would just say train in everything because that's what you need to do when you're on the show. So
I'm thinking
be
now,
as versatile as you can.
Hello, everyone. Start training and tap. I don't know if that's going to show up in season 16, but...
Yeah. Who knows? It could even show up now this season. They could give two people that don't even tap. Who knows? You know what I mean? You don't even know.
Because they threw it out there.
They threw it out there, so.
I know, and the judges were like, well, we asked, you know, hip-hoppers to do ballroom. I'm like, but the hip-hoppers know now to train for ballroom.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Now I feel like, okay, everyone, start going to
your
tap
class.
I heard
ballet could be coming out. Like,
ooh.
Like, they're throwing clogging. Like, you know.
You don't know. Hey, we had stepping and strolling last night, too.
Yes.
And you know that not easy. I wonder how you would have done with Stephanie. You probably would have nailed
think
it, right?
I like doing that. Yeah.
Like, you would have gotten that. You would have been like, yeah. I got this.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much
thank
for being here.
So
I know it's been like a whirlwind of a couple of weeks. I hope you got a great nap, a great meal.
Yeah.
And we're going to see you on tour. I will be there.
Yes.
As I said, December 3rd at the Dolby Theater, which is also my birthday, by the way. So I will be celebrating big time with you guys.
Great.
But tour kicks off in October.
Yeah. Yes.
Anywhere near your hometown, by the way?
Yes. I'm from Connecticut, and we're going to Mohegan Sun. So
you're
going
to have, like, that big cheering crowd. Your whole studio will go. That's amazing. If people want to follow your journey, post so you think you can dance, where should they follow you?
Yes. At Evan DiBenedetto, Instagram, at Evan DiBenedetto, Twitter, and then my name, Evan DiBenedetto, Facebook.
Fantastic. I love it. Straight across the board. You've got it all going on. Thank you so much,
Evan.
I certainly appreciate it.
Of course.
All right, you guys. There is another episode of To The Point coming later today. It's our normal one-hour format, and you're not going to want to miss this episode. It is Maggie Kudurka. She's known as the Bald Ballerina. She has terminal breast cancer. She's 26, had to stop her ballet career, but she's healthy and living strong, and it's an incredible story. So don't miss that. That'll be at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time, right here on Popcorn Talk and Dance Network. We'll see you guys all later.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.